question, sir, was why wouldn't you condemn any Al-Qaeda groups anywhere in the world, being that they have been labeled terrorist groups just about everywhere?
I do condemn them.
Okay,
I do condemn them.
Okay, so the groups that the Houthis are fighting right now are all Al-Qaeda linked.
Right. Yes, that's what you've got. What I said at the beginning of the show is that Iran, to some degree, is contributing to the fighting because you have Hezbollah and IRGC.
No, sir, that's not the question I'm asking you. Mr. Kaplan, can you
Let me clarify.
Can you please answer the question that I'm asking? The question that I am asking listen to the question, sir. The question that I'm asking is, why shouldn't they be condemned, Al-Qaeda in Yemen? Should they be condemned or not?
Al-Qaeda, they're the bad guys, right?
Of course they should be condemned.
Okay.
My point is this. I had said at the beginning of the show the United States shouldn't be involved with either side. Then again, neither should Iran be involved with either side.
Okay,
but
Dr. Short,
Iran
coming back to you.
Iran is only encouraging
fighting.
All right,
thank you, Mr. Kaplan. You've answered the question, Dr. Short. It was the situation at hand. It appears that Mr. Kaplan just said that the United States shouldn't be involved. However, it appears that they are involved. And my question then once again would be, it appears that for Washington, in some places, Al-Qaeda is a problem. Some places, it appears that it's not a problem.
It's a friend.
Some places, they appear that
that's
they support...
True,
ISIS-like elements, and then there are others that places that allegedly they are attacking them. So explain the difference to me, Dr.
Well,
Short.
It's true in Iraq. It's true in Syria, and it's also true in Iraq, where some of these Al-Qaeda people are now in Daesh and ISL. So they seem to have a protean purpose. It changes. It's like almond joy. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you think they're terrorists. Sometimes you don't. It depends on if it fits within the policy prerogatives of American foreign policy. It's obvious. I mean, we're sending our tax money to these people who are eating livers and things like this in Syria when we're cutting benefits for our seniors who pay taxes. Yes, it is true. It is true. It's right there. It's right there in the Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times. The United States has sent hundreds of millions of dollars, and even Hillary Clinton and Kerry have said they hope these people are moderate. These people are not moderates. They are killers. They are
Mr. Kaplan, when looking at the situation, When looking at the situation in Yemen, we see a revolution in the making. Do these people not have the right to reach their goals? They are saying equality, human rights, all the things that supposedly the West stands for. Do they not have a right to continue their revolution?
Well, for white people.
If it's a revolution where the Yemeni people would live under democracy and have that, yes.
Are you defining the goal of a revolution for other people, sir?
What I am trying to say is because you have factions, for example, you had among the Al-Nusra Front, you had certain factions which were not pro-democracy. And people like Mr. Short and Iran also in propaganda were trying to suggest that the United States... I don't know how you got a doctorate,
The United States government has never and
endorsed al-Qaeda. No faction of the U.S. government has ever endorsed al-Qaeda. And that's what you've
that's
been
not
saying
true.
Here on the show.
They created al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. How
never...
can you? No, you're a liar.
Oh,
they
okay.
made
that's
al-Qaeda.
A lie.
You're
going to
sit up and say that bin Laden and these people.
Lie.
No, you're the liar. You're the liar. And
you're
you've
no
got
academic.
A lie in your
you're
mouth.
A phony.
I mean, bin
United
Laden,
States
bin
did
Laden.
The United States did not create al-Qaeda.
I'm sure I'm an academic. And you're a phony. You're
okay.
a lecturer.
You're not even a professor.
Stay with me,
you're
both of you. Stay with me. Mr. Kaplan, San Francisco, Dr. Short, Washington. Dr. Short, my question to you, Dr. Short, my question to you is that Mr. Kaplan, Dr. Short, Mr. Kaplan has said, Mr. Kaplan has said that they have a revolution is okay as long as the
bull. You're a lecturer. You're not even a professor.
Mr. Kaplan, stay with me, Dr. Short. Stay with me, both of you. Both of you. Dr. Short. Dr. Short, what Mr. Kaplan has said is that actually the revolution, it is a revolution as long as the goals are democracy. Then who determines the goals of revolutions in individual countries? This is according to our journalists in San Francisco, that if their goal is not democracy, and I'm not saying that it is not, but then I guess they do not have the right to a revolution.
But what about the people in Syria who are not necessarily Democrats? Or the people in Iraq who are not necessarily Democrats?
We're not talking about Syria,
Democrats.
We're talking about Yemen.
We're not backing people.
Mirzia,
no,
you
but
know,
we're talking about the contradiction in what you just said. And I'm trying to point out the contradiction.
There's no contradiction.
You don't like me doing
there's
that.
There's no contradiction.
And so, yes, there is a contradiction.
When you make
a major contradiction in what's happening
in Syria,
States, what's,
that
no,
the United
you're
States
the idiot,
formed al-Qaeda.
And you're dishonest.
Okay, let me get Dr. Short, stay with me.
You're not even a professor.
Let me get Mr. Kaplan. Let me get Mr. Kaplan explaining the situation. Go ahead,
you're
Mr. Kaplan. Explain it.
You sound jealous.
Okay.
You sound jealous.
If you'll stop him talking over me, and you'll stop trying to put words on my mouth.
If you stop insulting me, I will be polite. No, don't put words in line.
I'm not insulting you. I'm not insulting
okay,
you.
Go ahead.
To answer you,
San
but
Francisco.
You okay. insist
go
on talking
ahead. Explain
over.
It, please.
Okay, great. The point is this. You know, to make a statement, for example, that the United States started al-Qaeda is patent nonsense, and it's not academically sound. What I said was, if the revolution is to promote democratic principles for the people of Yemen, that's fine. I don't think the United States should be involved in it, nor do I think Iran should be involved in it. And the fact is, if that's what we were dealing with here, that's one thing. Now, Mr. Short makes a statement, or has made statements to the effect that the United States, for example, some factions of the United States have this protean view where they're supporting al-Qaeda. It's not true. The U.S. government has never stated
true.
They support al-Qaeda. You haven't met, why? Because you
sure
say so?
Do.
The fact of the matter is, you're talking over me again.
Because you say so, it's the same thing. Because you call
Short,
me a liar,
is why
and I'm going to respond to that. When you tell
you're
when
you're
you
not
tell
a liar, you're an idiot. You don't
States
even know what you're talking
do,
about.
No,
okay,
you're
not a liar. You're a total
please.
Idiot.
Please. Let's have
and
respect.
I don't mind.
Let's have respect. We will have respect on this program. I want to.
You know, Mirzia, I'm going to. When I get off the show, I'm going to contact the academic board at his college, and I'm going to discuss what he made statements he made in here on this show.
Sure.
Mr. Kaplan, I have no idea what you're talking about. It has nothing to do with the discussion at hand.
I'm unafraid.
Back to you, Dr. Short. With the situation, as our guest has said in San Francisco, that the United States has never actually supported al-Qaeda. However, your take, sir, what do you think the goals of the United States is in Yemen, Dr. Short? What do you think the United States' goals are in Yemen?
They want to preserve the safety of the sea lanes for the Red Sea. They want to help make certain that their ally, their partner in the region, and Saudi Arabia, is stable. And I don't think that much more matters. And so they don't really have a whole lot involved, but they do have drones killing people there. And so there's a problem. Frankly, if the people in Yemen want help from one of the countries in the region, let us remember that America got help from France and from Holland when they were fighting for their independence from Britain. So who is to say to these Houthis who they can ask for help for to get their freedom? The Saudis have mistreated them.
Mr. Kaplan, 30 seconds. What needs to happen in Yemen?
What needs to happen in Yemen, if anything is to happen, is that the United States and Iran need to stay out of the fight. And we don't need this hyperbole and pseudo-academic like Mr. Short claiming that the United States created al-Qaeda, which is absurd. In fact, the University of Virginia president is going to hear about this one, because this man is not teaching things that are academically sound.
Okay, 30 seconds I gave you to discuss the subject and not insult. Dr. Short, 30 seconds. What?
I'm not insulting him. I'm pointing out the fact.
Where do you see this going, sir? Where do you see this going in Yemen? What has to happen in your perspective?
You're talking to me? As I
Washington,
said before,
Dr. Short.
The United States and
Washington, Dr. Short.
I'm sorry. Which of us?
I believe that the movement of oppressed people, in particular in the Hadhrami region of what's called Arabia, are going to find themselves at the table getting representation both in Saudi Arabia and in Yemen. It's time. It's past time. And the Saudis, they need to become democratic. They're not a fair or free state. They oppress people.
All right, thank you so much. I'm so sorry, Dr. Randy Short out of Washington. We're out of time. And also Lee Kaplan out of San Francisco. Appreciate you both being with us. And that does it for the debate. I'm Marzieh Hashemi. Goodbye.